We had a request to do fairy story time. Once upon a time, there's two queers. Oh, different kind of fairy. The story of Cinderella. Down through the years, the story of Cinderella has become rather distorted. Because actually, this broad's name wasn't really Cinderella at all. It was Little Cinderella. And Little Cinderella, she lived with this old mean bitch, a woman, and the two sissy uglers. That's ugly sister spelled backwards. And she was a real pretty little old gal. She had dark brown eyes and black hair and real dark skin. Let's face it, she was a nigger, you know. Well, they was having this big old barn dance, and the old mean bitch and the two sissy uglers are gonna go see, but Cinderella, she can't make the scene because she ain't got nothing to wear, see. Well, Cinderella, she's sitting there, she's crying, she's so unhappy, she's crying, and they done gone to the ball, and all of a sudden she hears a knock outside her door. Say, blap, blap. She say, who that outside the door? She go over and look, and there stood her friend, Bobby. He say, Cinderella. She say, huh? Say, how come it is you that's crying, baby? Now, you know he don't talk like that. But I can't talk no Boston. You know, I mean, I love Massachusetts, but I can't talk no damn Boston. He says, Cinderella, she said, huh? Say, how come you was crying? She said, because I didn't get to go to the party with the old bitch and the two sissy uglies. That's why. He said, don't cry, baby. So I'm going to fix everything. She said, what you going to do, man? He said, watch this. He stood there at the door with a magic wand in each hand, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. He waved that one magic wand, and this old ragged dress that she had on turned into a beautiful white satin gown. And oh, it was lovely. And he waved the other one, and her hair turned golden blonde, and it had beautiful blue bow ribbons in it. And then he waved this other wand, and Cinderella turned white, man. Yeah. And she had on glass slippers. And she said, but Bobby. And he said, huh? She said, how's I going to get to the ball? He said, well, the first thing you got to do is quit talking like a nigger. She said, okay, baby. He waved that magic wand again, and she looked out in front of the house. There was a beautiful white coach drawn by a white stallion. And he said, Cinderella, baby. And she said, huh? He said, listen, one thing you got to remember. You got to be home before 12 o'clock or strange things going to be happening to you. She said, okay. Bobby departs. And Cinderella's so happy. She looks so lovely. She look in the mirror. And she looks, say, mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who the fairest one of all? Mirror look back and say, Snow White, don't you forget it, you black son of a bitch. Well, Cinderella makes it onto the ball. She goes out there and she looks so lovely that all the men wanted to dance with her. And she's having such a wonderful time. She's dancing with all the good-looking, handsome men, and she forgot what time it was. And all of a sudden, the clock starts striking. Blam, 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 blam. I guess that's 12. I don't know. That's good. Cinderella looked out for her white coach, and it turned into an old wagon loaded up with fertilizer. The kind you get out of the stable, you know. And her white stallion had turned into an old nag. And she had a white chauffeur, and he turned into a pygmy. Little bit stud about that tall. Cinderella standing out there, and all of a sudden her beautiful white satin gown turned into an old moo-moo robe with a hole right in front of her latissimus. Wherever that is. Her beautiful blonde hair turned black, and the blue bow ribbons turned into an old stocking cap. She looked down for her glass slippers, and they turned into an old pair of high-heeled sneakers, you know. There it was. There she stood out there in the middle of the floor dancing with the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. See? Blacker than hell. Just turned blacker than hell, yeah.
This story will be continued next month because they ain't held the trial yet.